Guru Drona thought that the time had come to exhibit the talents of his students. Therefore, he arranged a tournament at Hastinapura.
Listen all, an open tournament is being arranged by Guru Drona at Hastinapura. All great personalities are to participate in it to exhibit their skills. Listen all, an open tournament is being arranged by Guru Drona at Hastinapura. All great personalities are to participate in it to exhibit their skills.
On the day of the tournament, a huge stadium was put up. Bhishma, Guru Drona, Kripa, Vyasa, King Dhritarashtra, Kandari and Kunti were present.
Arjuna is a favorite student of Drona. In fact, Drona has arranged this big tournament to make him popular.
No, that cannot be. There are so many others who are as good as Arjuna. This is to let Bhishma know that all the princes are proficient.
The princes entered the arena. They were led by Yudhishthira. They performed amazing feats with their bows and arrows, swords and all other weapons. During the course of the tournament, a conflict between Bhima and Duryodhana arose.
Ashwatthama, this conflict is getting worse. This tournament is just a demonstration of their skills. Go and separate the two and bring the duel to a close. Let us not have unpleasantness on the stage today.
Please stop your fight and get separated. This is a game and don't show your personal enmity here.
Arjuna, you seem to be too conceited with the skill you have displayed so far. I can do much more. Now, I will show my skills.
Who are you? How dare you come to this tournament uninvited?
This is an open tournament and not a show arranged for exhibiting your skill. It is common to all. I am challenging you. Accept the challenge or simply admit that I am the better archer. Let us not have unpleasantness on the stage today. Let us observe the rules. Arjuna is the son of Kunti. He belongs to the noble family of the Kshatriyas. Who are you? Reveal your identity. Our princes will fight only with people who are equal to them in birth.
My glory is short-lived. How shall I answer him? Oh, mother, you abandoned me at birth. Who am I?
Don't worry, my friend. I will crown you as the prince of Anga. Arjuna, his status is more than yours now. Fight with him.
My lord, I don't know how I am to thank you for this great honor conferred upon me. I don't think I deserve it. How can I show you my gratitude?
Karna, my child, I am happy to see the good fortune that has embraced you.
Young man, whomever you are, for your noble qualities, you deserve to rule this world.
Go, Sutaputra. You are not fit to be killed by Arjuna. You are not fit to hold a bow in your hand. Go and drive your chariot, which will suit you better.
Bhima, you're a prince. These words you spoke are not to be uttered by a Kshatriya. The world knows that you are the son of your mother and not of your father. I have made him the king. I know that he deserves a lot more. From now, he shall live with us.
The great tournament came to an end with a lot of unpleasantness. Drona and Arjuna were unhappy at the turn of events.
Everybody was amazed with the skills of Karna and the magnanimity of Duryodhana. Karna, or Radeya, is highly generous. Lord Indra wanted to get the earrings and armor of Karna, which will enable the Pandavas to kill Karna without difficulty. Karna had come to know of Indra's plan from Lord Surya. Even after knowing this, Karna donates his Kavacha Kundalas to Lord Indra without hesitation. Radeya, listen to me. Indra knows about your generous nature. He will come like an old man. He will ask for your Kavacha Kundalas. Do not give him.
My beloved God, who are you?
I am Surya. I want you to live long.
I am blessed to have you here. Why do you want me to refuse the alms? I will only be happy if I give others what they aspire. I am even willing to sacrifice my life.
I love you, Radeya. None can defeat you as long as you are wearing these kundalas. But once they are separated from your body, you can be defeated and killed.
If I refuse Indra, I will be safe. But I will not be comfortable if I refuse alms to anyone.
No one can change your charitable nature, Radeya. I am proud of you. But when you do give away your Kavacha Kundalas, ask Indra to give his weapon Shakti in return. To a certain extent, this weapon will make up for the loss of your armor.
Radeya. Yes? Will you give me what I ask for?
Certainly. What do you need?
I do not want assets, cows, or gold as other Brahmins do. I want your Kavacha Kundalas.
Your request is strange. They cannot be removed from my body. I shall give you other armors and earrings which are costlier than these.
I have heard about your generosity. I do not want anything else from you. If you are really as generous as you are reputed, cut them away and give me.
My lord, I know you are Indra. You know very well that I will be giving away my life. I am pleased and honored that Lord Indra is accepting a gift from me. I am proud to give you my life.
Radeya, I have never seen a person like you. Lord Surya has intimated you about my coming. You know what would happen if you give these things to me. Yet, you have given me your life. From today, you will be called Karna. Ask me anything except my weapon, Vajra.
My lord, to receive anything in return is not good, but I have decided to ask something from you. I request your weapon, Shakti. Whether you win or lose the war, you will earn everlasting fame. You shall be remembered ever as the greatest donor of all times. I shall gladly give you my master weapon, Shakti. Now, I must leave.
The heavens showered flowers on Radheya. Indra went away with Karna's life, yet he granted him eternal life.